leaders reporting. Federal investigators say the driver of a Ford electric SUV involved in a February fatal crash in Texas was using the company's partially automated driving system before the wreck. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The National Transportation Safety Board says that the data from the 2022 Mustang Mach-E SUV showed that Ford's Blue Cruise driver assist system was in use ahead of the February 24th crash. The Mach-E struck the rear of a 1999 Honda CR-V that was stopped in the middle of three lanes around 9:50 p.m. Another driver who was able to avoid the CR-V told investigators that neither its tail nor hazard lights were working at the time. The wreck is one of two crashes being investigated. In both cases, the Mach-E's hit vehicles stopped on freeways at night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Young Florida children have apparently been left out of the census count. We hear more from correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
Children age 4 and under in Florida were undercounted by almost 10% during the 2020 census, according to estimates released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. The Bureau said the estimated error was the largest undercount of young children by any U.S. state. More than 112,000 children age 4 or younger were overlooked. That's according to demographic analysis estimates using administrative records to estimate the population size. Preschool-age children are the most difficult age group to count and are regularly missed during the nation's head count. Oversights can shortchange communities of federal funding for programs like Head Start. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 2 points, but the NASDAQ rose 271, the S&P 500 advanced 38, and oil down to $85.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. America's getting a history lesson in the fight over abortion.
The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to enforce an abortion ban dating to 1864 is throwing a spotlight on a little-known part of this country's past, namely that people in the 19th century were well aware of abortion and were determined to stop it. Doctors led the way with the American Medical Association, formed in 1847, helping convince every state in the Union to ban abortion by the year 1880. Times, as they say, have certainly changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An 18-year-old man is accused of planning to attack churches in a northern Idaho city using a metal pipe, butane fuel, a machete, and potentially his father's guns. Alexander Mercurio has been charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Investigators say Mercurio adopted the Muslim faith against his Christian parents' wishes and was in contact with FBI informants posing as Islamic State. This is SRN News. For the fourth time in state history, the no fishing sign is posted in California.
Federal fishery managers voted to cancel all commercial and recreational salmon fishing off the coast for the second year in a row because of dwindling stocks. Wednesday's unanimous vote by the Pacific Fishery Management Council is a blow to the state fishing industry that supports tens of thousands of jobs. Like 2023, this year's decision was made in order to protect California's waning salmon populations after drought and water diversions resulted in river flows that are too warm and slow for the state's Chinook salmon to flourish. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Harvard University announced it's reinstituting standardized tests as a requirement for admission beginning with the class of 2029, joining other colleges that are again mandating tests for those hoping to enter the schools. They have been using a test optional policy. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.